Those foolish tenants, they never stood a chance. How could they possibly get the inheritance after murdering the rightful heir? They lived in a falsehood, an illusion of their own making. They deceived themselves by the seduction of their own lies. Let us kill the heir, and the inheritance will be ours. We are baffled by this line of thought. Nobody in his right mind would draw that conclusion. But lies are born from the father of lies, who is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. When you seek to murder the truth, real lives will also fall by the way. You've heard it said that honesty is the best policy, but it's the only way that isn't satanic. Half-truths are still lies, and the one person a liar must deceive above all else is himself. So, deceived by their own flattery, their own half-truths and full lies, these tenants made themselves agents of Satan, killed the heir, and sought the inheritance. But the owner of the vineyard will come and destroy the lying and murdering tenants and give the vineyard to others, and the dead shall be raised, and the truth, who laid down his life for you, the future tenants of his vineyard. He loves you. You, the meek, you shall inherit the world. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.